Amen. Please be seated and take out your Bible. Your Bible is being turned now, please, to John chapter 8, verse 31. It's in the way back on page 101, if you're using the pew version of the Bible. But it's John chapter 8, beginning in verse 31. And I'm going to read to verse 38. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me, because there is no place in you for my word. I declare what I have seen in the Father's presence. As for you, you should do what you have heard from the Father." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would instruct me, that you would anoint us with your Spirit so that our word today may reflect truly your word for us. Help us to connect with what you are saying to us. We give you permission, Lord, to speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Anyone ever get a squirrel in your house? Who got a squirrel in your house? Occasionally, not all constantly, but all right. You know, I was sitting comfortably in my living room a couple of weeks ago. How do you know what I'm going to say? And I hear this critter scampering around up in the attic. You know, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Because you all know what squirrels can do. They bite through the insulation of wiring. They eat through your roof. They create all kinds of havoc and all kinds of problems. They nest in your whatever. So, they nest in your car, they eat your car wires. They do. So, I went to my trusty friend, Frank Stevens, of the property board, and sure enough, he had a have-a-heart trap. A have-a-heart trap. That means it doesn't kill the beast, but it sort of just captures it. As a matter of fact, I have one here. Ta-da! One of the favorite foods for a squirrel is a bit of... What's the good food again? Peanut butter. And they like to come into the trap here, and the trap will close. Isn't that exciting, Jan? Wow. Here's your pencil back. That's right. That's what they do. Well, that's how it works. I came home one afternoon and I heard this critter smashing around in my trap. Thump, 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 you know. Ha-ha, got him. And I went up to the attic and his beady eye was wide open, staring at me in absolute terror, and he started running back and forth to trying every possible angle he could imagine in that trap to get out, but he was trapped. So I picked up the trap, and his heart must have been pounding, and I took him in the trap and I put him in my car, and I drove across Cooper River, because you always have to do what, Frank?
9 miles or a body of water.
I have to go 9 miles away or cross a body of water, because they won't cross water. Or that's what Frank's told me anyway. I don't know. I don't know who told the squirrel that, but they took him all the way to Croft's Farm. And I placed the trap on the leafy ground, opened the door, and he shot out straight like a bullet, went straight directly right for a tree, and he was gone. Freedom! Freedom in Squirrel Land. Wow. Whew. Have you ever felt trapped? Ever felt trapped in life? Want to feel genuine freedom? What do people need freedom from in this life? The freedom from guilt. Freedom from shame. Freedom from those false voices that go off in your head that tell you you're no good, or you never can, or you won't ever, or all those negative things. Freedom. What traps you? Freedom from bitterness. Some people are bitter their whole life long. Freedom from unforgiveness. I'll never forgive him. Freedom from that trap. Freedom from different types of depression. Freedom from worry. Anybody need freedom from worry? Freedom from a lack of spiritual confidence. Freedom from a sense of inadequacy, you know, that you might be living in this trap every day of your life. We all would like to experience that freedom, if we feel trapped. And Jesus knows that. He came to this world to say, I want to meet your needs. That's why he came to this world. I want to meet your needs. Not just when you get to heaven, but right here, right on this earth, right now. Amen? Amen. He promises us the abundant life. He wants us to have a life that's meaningful, a life that knows inner peace, a life that feels fulfillment. That's what he wants, because that's what we need, a life that feels loved. Jesus is telling us, as you grow in me, as you grow in me as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus, as you grow in me, I want to continually meet this need in your life for freedom. It's an ongoing process, that need for inner freedom from all the traps of life. Now maybe you ask, how do I get out? How do I get out of the traps that I'm in? How do I get out of this habit? How do I get out of this addiction? How do I get out of this cycle? You know, you ever go through the cycles? You know, oh my gosh, here I go again. Get out of that cycle. Get out of that struggle. How do I get out of this attitude that I've got? How do I get out of sin? How do I get out? Well, Jesus said, here's how. John 8:31-32. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, he said, if you hold to my teaching, if you abide in my word, you're really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, a lot of people claim truth, all kinds of truths. But Jesus is saying, if you hold on to my teaching, if you abide in my word, you're really my disciples, and then you're going to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. A friend of mine was telling me about his son's rock climbing. You know, climbing up those sheer cliffs, those walls, those faces of rock. I don't know if anybody's ever done rock climbing before. The expert goes up first, and then he has to hammer in those pitons, those nails with little eye hooks in them. He hammers them into where there are little cracks in the rock, and he wedges them in, and then he puts his clip onto that eye of the piton, and then he opens the clip and puts the rope through it, closes the clip, and then he's attached now to that, and then he goes up the next number of steps up that cliff, and then he does that again. He hammers in that piton and puts the clip on and attaches the rope to the clip. All right. Now, one thing that a climber does is he or she stays connected to that rope. Isn't that true? Because if he falls off the cliff and slips, he doesn't want to die. He wants to be held on by that rope so that he can get his footing again. We heard the word abide. Abide. It means to live in something, to be firmly attached to something. If I ever go rock climbing again, I went rock climbing over 30 years ago. I don't know if I'll ever go again, but I did. But if I ever go again, I definitely want to hold on to that rope. Amen? I want to be, as they say, on belay. On belay. In life, Jesus Christ is like that expert rock climber. He has gone on ahead of us. He has shown us the way. And he's left us something to hold on to. He's taught us how to live. Remember, that squirrel was terrified when I first came up and picked up that cage. He was scared to death of me. But what was I going to do? I was going to bring him to freedom, is what I was going to do. Some of us are afraid of Jesus. Some people are scared to death of Jesus. They're afraid when they're trapped in sin. They feel that he's going to take away their freedom. They feel that that he's going to take away a freedom to think any way they want to think or do anything they want to do. Maybe they want to try to avoid him. Maybe they try to get out of those traps on their own. But what happens? Same thing what happened to the squirrel. We can't get out of those traps by ourselves. And that squirrel who frantically bashes himself against the cage to no avail, sometimes cowering in the corner, always stuck. But Jesus will never entrap us. He's our Savior. We need to listen to his word, to trust in him, to start surrendering our situations, our feelings of entrapment, over to him. And then ask him for forgiveness. And then ask him for strength. And then ask him for wisdom and confidence. Why? Ask and ye shall receive. He will free you if you surrender to him and surrender that situation. Step by step, he will make you free. What traps you? What traps you in life? Jesus says, abide in my word, and the truth shall make you free. Let's pray. Jesus, you came to set us free.
When we look at our lives, there's not one of us in this room today that can't see an area or two areas or maybe 10 areas where we're struggling with freedom, where we're allowing fear or selfishness to rule rather than your love. But that's what growth is all about, Lord. It's allowing you to change us, allowing you one by one to open the prison doors. We can't do that by ourselves. We admit that. We can't break out. But Jesus Christ, you came to set us free. Help us to abide in your word so that we can know the truth to be set free. Let us confront the truth of ourselves, the truth of your word, the truth of Jesus Christ. Give us that courage and that humility to admit, Lord, that we were enslaved and ask your help. To stop trying to do it our own way and find your strength to do it your way. Jesus, help us to stop resisting you and start trusting you. You're never going to do the wrong thing in our lives. You're Jesus. You are God. And so we come to you, Jesus, and we confess that you are the great I Am. You are God. And you have the right to do anything you want in our lives. We give that right to you. It's already yours. We recognize that right. You have the power to do anything you want in our lives. We ask you for your power to be revealed in our lives. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would anoint us with your Holy Spirit right now and set us free. Help us to walk in your way. We praise you. We pray in your name, Jesus. Let's take a moment to offer that same prayer in our own words, to make that opening, give Jesus permission to open the prison doors in our life. So many prison doors are opened, and yet so many prisoners stay sitting on that bench. Help us to come out, Lord God. Help us to know true freedom in you. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.